You may be seated. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Good morning, Brantley. Good morning, Maddie. I'm glad to see you today. Well, I wanted to ask you all a few questions about symbols. So a symbol is something that tells us something without words. And so, what does this symbol mean? A heart? What does a heart mean? It means love, that's right. What do these two fingers mean? They mean peace. What does this symbol mean? It means good job, or I got it. What does this symbol mean? It's a cake. What do you think this cake is telling somebody? Birthday. Happy birthday. Do you see the birthday candles? What is this symbol? It's music. That means there's music. How about this one? A T or a cross, right? And the cross reminds us of Jesus. And so I have a cross too, and so do you. That's right. And up here, there's one everywhere. What's this mean? A cup of wine and a loaf of bread. Does it mean communion? It does mean communion. And last but not least, what is this? A seashell. That's exactly right. Seashells are on the beach, and seashells mean baptism. They are a symbol for baptism. And I thought, since we're talking about baptism in our children's sermons this summer, we could talk about a seashell. They are on the beach all day. So, do you have any guesses why the seashell might be a symbol for baptism? What's your guess, Brantley? If you can pour water on somebody's head with it? That's exactly right. So I actually have, in the sacristy, we have a container of seashells so that when someone is baptized and their head is over the font, I scoop up water with the seashell and pour it on their head three times, right? In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Well, here's how a seashell became to be a symbol for Holy Communion. Some of the earliest drawings of Jesus being baptized are in catacombs or caves from the 100s. And those pictures show Jesus standing in water that went up to about his knees. And the person who baptized him, John the Baptizer, he's holding a seashell to pour water over Jesus' head. And so since the very early days of the church, seashells have been a symbol for baptism. And also, it's kind of practical, right? Like if Jesus was standing in water that was knee deep, it'd be hard for him to dunk his head under the water, right? And so John could have picked up water with his hands, but sometimes when you do that, water falls through and you end up with only a little bit of water by the time you pour. But a seashell is kind of like a shovel or a spoon, and it can hold more water to pour on someone's head. And look, even when you were baptized, you got a candle that we lit on the Paschal candle. And do you see a seashell on the candle? Can you show it to me? Yeah, there's a seashell on the candle even. So that every year on your baptism date, you can light this and remember that you were baptized. So when you see a seashell, and they're all over the seashore, aren't they, on the beach, and they're in different places and symbols in the church, you can know that that means baptism. Will you pray with me? Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for our church. Thank you for our baptism. And for the love and grace you pour on us. We love you, God. Amen. Thank you for coming up this morning. You can go to Children's Church with Susan this morning.